Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And when I say welcome back, I mean that we've been here since 6 o'clock this morning. And I just more want to let you know that you can start your day really early with us right here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And, of course, we're going to start it with a little bit of a motivation. Whatever you decide to do, make sure it makes you happy. That's what it's all about. We're all doing stuff, but God, make sure it makes you happy. That's what it's all about. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That is the number that you can call in to find about all our great guests, how to get in touch with them, to win stuff here. We love to give back on our show, and just, you know, we want to know who we're talking to. That's what it's all about. My first guest, I'm really passionate about what he does, and it is Dr. David Villarreal, and he is with Biodental Healing, and his practice is right here in Newberry Park. And it's all about holistic dentistry. So Dr. David is going to tell us a little bit about why he's so different than all the other dentists. And I've had people from all over the world honestly call me and go, oh my God, I know him, or oh, I heard that you have him. Can you tell me a little bit about him? I'm telling you, if you are looking for a new dentist, or you're looking for something as we're all trying to make ourselves feel good and be better, I would love you to visit Dr. David Villarreal. Also, Jennifer Cooper Finnerty is going to be coming on, joining us, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming Kentucky Derby. Just feels like life just is, you know, it just goes on. Lastly, we're going to be talking with Susan G. About the Susan G. Komen race, the Curie event, and that's with Mark Osmers. And so I'm really excited to have him on and talk a little bit more about that. I've got a team going on, and if you would like to be involved with that, call us. That's March 12th over at the Dodger Stadium. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Tom, do you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
We've got some good ones. Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, what a wonderful place to go. How about visiting the cocktail bar for a midday lunch break at the Collection at River Park? Also, the Veggie Grill, another wonderful restaurant, has a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos on Thousand Oaks Boulevard in Westlake Village. You can bring your hubby some sugar. Do that with a call for your share of Rolling Pin Donuts, located on Las Posas in Camarillo. Famous Dave's, 20 years of Texas beef brisket, done the right way on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard. March 11th, Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, we have Kristen Chenoweth performing her iconic songs from Wicked, Glee, and on the 20th Century at the Cavalier, Fred Cavalier Theater. I hear she is just fantastic.
She
has this cult following, and everybody should get in on this music. She's quite a performer. And we also have Saturday, May 7th, Access TLC Hospice Foundation is hosting the Kentucky Derby Gala. Always fun to cheer on those horses on the Run for the Roses. And Laugh and Laugh and Laugh with Jason Love. LOL Comedy Nights, March 2nd, this time around, 7:30, Westlake Village Twin.
There you go. And I actually, I forgot one great thing here at the Hollywood Pantages Theater. We have The Illusionist, and that I've got tickets, and that is for Tuesday, March 1st at 8 o'clock. And so I'd love to share those with everybody. Let's just start that off with that. Have you ever, and in fact, Elise, you just went to see that, right?
I did. I was there yesterday, last night. It's such a great event, and I found it to be funny. I found it to be awe-inspiring.
I love magic anyway, so it's all good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, it was really good.
All right. Well, anyways, again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008.
And apparently the doctor is doing some extensive work
at
his practice, so he's going to be a little bit later this morning,
okay,
maybe about 10 or 15 minutes from now. But, you know, if you're in the dentist chair, don't you know that you want the guy that's going to stick with you, do the great work?
See how that is? Probably an emergency this morning. But, you know, it's interesting. I don't know about you, but do you guys like going to the dentist? I mean, if there was like on a scale to 1 to 5, where would that sit in your dentistry? Would you? I don't know. I've had some really bizarre things happen. I had a dentist that actually, you know, that what is that thing that the pick?
Yeah,
it went through my lip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
they get a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah, and so, anyways, I'm really passionate about working with David, Dr. David Villarreal. He's really passionate about what he does, and I love just the holistic approach. You know, I mean, it's like knowing what the products that we put in our body. I mean, that's what we've been trying to kind of work out here, and yet, you know, we just walk in and we have no idea what they're doing.
Right. And it's scary to go to the dentist.
Yeah, definitely. Well, since we have a little bit of time, we'll talk about we just had on our last show, if you weren't listening and you weren't tuned in, we were talking about the Collector's Choice, and that is the art collection. It's a second annual fundraiser that is Saturday, March 12th, and that's from 6 to 9. And last year was a sellout. This year is going to be another sellout. It's going to be located at 2222 Ventura Camarillo. That's the old Ventura, and we'd love to get you all out there. So again, you can go to studiochannelislands.org for more information on that. Tom, did you have any? Were you going to say something?
Yeah, I got to have my teeth worked on, so I'm just waiting for the doctor
to
bring us up. So
okay,
I can,
yeah, there you go.
Schedule my appointment.
There you go. Also, we have the Artini, another Artini. Everybody's about art this week, but we've got that is the Cocktails Art Exhibit, Silent Auction, and more. And that's happening with Assisted Home Hospice Foundation. And it's a collaboration with Assisted and Hospice. And that is going to be April 7th from 6 to 9. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. But that's over at the Santa Barbara Women's Club up in Santa Barbara. So there's so many things to do out here. And we'd love to share that with everybody and have everybody be a part of it. Of course, I do want to remind anybody that if you have a business or an event or anything happening that you would love us to be a part, Elise has taken over our business of finding businesses and helping them get on our show. So we can call us right now. We'd love to share you with all of our listeners out there. And that phone number is 805-419-0008. Tom, maybe we should take a really quick break, and
Good idea.
When we come back, he'll be on. And again, let's do a giveaway. How about that? I've got Lazy Dog. Lazy Dog's one of my favorite restaurants, I'm telling you. And they're over at the Collection at the River Park, right here in Town Center, Oxnard. And I'd love to give a pair of...
And you could take your pooch
you
there.
You can take your puppies there, exactly. So anyways, call us, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Help Susan G. Komen, Los Angeles County, eradicate breast cancer by racing for the cure. 25% of net funds raised fund research. The other 75% provides local funding for crucial breast health services for Los Angelinos in need. Register today at KomenLAcounty.org or call 310-575-3011.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to talk a little bit why I've got Dr. David Villarreal. He's taking care of an emergency, so we can't get him on the line. But I do want to do a little shout out to some of our sponsors here, some of our advertisers. And when I say that, gosh, I'm so glad that they are a part of our show. It's what supports us to be here, first of all. And I hope that you know, take them seriously and do business with them. And one is Camrio Yoga Center, Audrey Walzer. She's amazing. I took her mindfulness meditation class. It's a 9-week course. And she had hundreds of people go through that. So again, if you're into kind of just really looking at your life and making sure that you're making every minute count, give her a call, and that is 805-484-8810. Also, we have Marcy Nunn, and Marcy is with MKN Financial Group. And if you haven't really thought of long-term care, it might be time to do that. And she's such a great lady. She just makes it really simple, and she just kind of tells you her story, and you'll see why she does that. So you can give her a call at 805-644-3535. That's 644-3535. Also, Ventura Water is one of our newest sponsors. And Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And so we're going to be having them on. We're going to be really following what they do. And this is kind of, it's, you know, with all the drought and everything, this is a big time to be involved in our future, but not only that, to protect our children's future. So if you are looking and want to know more about that, I welcome you to find out more information about Ventura Water. You can either call them at 805-667-6500 or visit them at www.cityofventura.net. Surfaces, another one. Surfaces is a great place. They've got, and they're right out here in Oxnard, and they've got the largest natural stone, glass, porcelain, all that stuff. I mean, you can find anything you want there. And if you're like me, I'm always trying to fix something up or remodel or do something. And aren't you, didn't you just say, Elise, you're doing some remodeling?
We're planning on doing some remodeling, so I might have to check that
out. Oh my God, yeah, they're really good. And everybody over there is so helpful. So you can definitely contact them at the Oxnard location, and that's 805-604-1568. Or you could visit them on surfacesusa.com/Oxnard. Also, of course, we've got Assisted Home and Health and Hospice Foundation. And going through what I just went through with my mom right now, I'm telling you, it is so, so hard. And you need those people right there to really help you through all anything that you're going through. And they've got high quality, compassionate home health, all that stuff. So again, give them a call at 800-949-6555. Also, Dr. Adrian Laura, celebrating Women's OBGYN. And she is amazing. You know, there's something about finding someone that you can really talk to and trust. And definitely Dr. Adrian is that person. And so she's right here in Oxnard, and I would love to share that with you. Also, Lorraine Crane, just a big shout out to Lorraine Crane, and then I'm done. I'm just going to say, but you know, again, I couldn't make it possible to have my show without all these people that really make it possible. But Lorraine Crane is an amazing therapist, and she is all about finding blind spots. You know, sometimes we don't realize what it is that is holding us back in our life. And so it's something that we need to you know, be a part of, and know that we have somebody that we can really talk about. So anyways, well, I guess we can't really get David on right now, Dr. David, but I'm just going to tell you about some of his services that he provides over there. And he's got Estrella. Have you ever heard of that? It's actually an all-natural whitening toothpaste and mouth rinse. And so there's some things that, you know, that we think that we can't really have, that we, you know, that we don't even think about, that's not organic and that might not be good for us. And so some of those things that we can find from him there. So anyways, I would love to share him with you, but obviously these things happen, right, Tom? When was the last time that you went to the dentist?
I think within a year. I think I've been there within a year, but I need some big work done, so I'm shopping.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
all right.
I need some big stuff done, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and Elise, how about you?
I go regularly, and I don't like going, but I do it to keep up good health, you know?
Yeah, well, they say that your teeth could lead to bad heart. I mean, there's so many things. We're so connected, all of us, you know. I do want to take a moment to talk about our 2 o'clock show, and our 2 o'clock show is going to be having Dr. Masley and Johnny Bowden on, and they are the authors of Smart Fat. Also, Aaron Boddy and Heather Donnelly will be here from Assisted Home Health, a hospice, and they're going to be telling us a little bit about Artini and that. So anyways, I'm excited about that. I do want to just really briefly talk to everyone out there. And if you were just waking up with us, let you know that we've been here since 6 o'clock. We've got a great weekend ahead of us. And I'm excited to have you be a part of our show. It's all about really living your best life and loving what you do in your life, and you know, kind of waking up in the morning, projecting what you want, and putting that thought out there, that positive thought.
Look, and what is that you say? Look good.
Look good, feel good, do good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I've said that for a long time because I really believe that hair is magical. And you know, I'm a hair therapist, so hair is magical. It's you want to really take care of yourself in every possible way. And so that's why I bring you some of these great guests that are internally taking care of you and on the outside taking care of you. And then, of course, your mind. There's so many things that we have to do to just really let us feel who we are.
And it's like you said, everything is connected. You know, we've got the digestion, we've got the dentistry, you've got, you know, everything works together in the body, and you can't let one part go and just concentrate on the other. You really have to combine it all and know that it's all connected.
It is. That's very true. The other thing that I want to just say is, you know, I said to everybody last week that I lost my mom. Tomorrow is her memorial and a celebration of life. And sometimes we take people for granted, and sometimes we don't realize, you know, who all the important people are in our lives. And so I would like to just really dedicate this to my mom right now, and anybody out there that's lost somebody really special to you, just having that one more time to tell them how much you love them, how much they impacted your life. And I really never thought that this day would come this soon, and it's so traumatic. I have three brand new grandchildren, and to know that they're not going to know her in that way. We've got beautiful pictures, and people show up in who they are in life, and I welcome you to show up in your life, to look at who your immediate family is, and then who your friends are, who the people that are your cheerleaders in your life. And those are the people that you really want to spend time with.
Surround yourself.
Yeah. And I'm going to look. You know, this is, I always take these times as opportunities to learn and to grow. And Elise, I know you lost your mom very young.
Yeah, I was 16.
Yeah.
My mom was only 39. And, you know, I'm sorry that you lost your mom so suddenly. It's hard when you don't have any warning, and you never know when maybe the last day that you get to speak or hug the person you love. So everybody should take time today and hug somebody important to you and let them know how they've impacted your life.
There you go. What a great, that's perfect. I mean, that says it all right there. Because, you know, we really don't know. We only have today. We really only have today. And I just lost another dear friend that, you know, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And life happens to all of us. And so, you know, I just really want to take my message to share that with all of you. So again, if you are just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're going to take a really quick break. And again, I'd love to give something away right now. I've got Jennifer just walked in. Welcome. And and we're going to talk about Saturday, May 7th. We've got the Access TLC Hospice Foundation is hosting the Kentucky Derby Gala. And it's always a really great day. It's the casino games and live auctions and Southern fashion. So we're going to find out a little bit about that. But I've got a pair of tickets that I would love to help somebody get there. So again, call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came.
Looking for a new restaurant to try in Camarillo? Join Mission Oaks Cafe for a fresh and local dining experience. Mission Oaks Cafe now features a new menu, elegant wine pairing nights, authentic Mexican tamale Tuesdays, the Build-A-Burger, ribeye Fridays, live music every weekend, and a full bar. Mission Oaks Cafe can also take care of all your catering orders, big or small. Open 7 days a week. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at missionoakscafe.com.
Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, Jennifer Cooper Finnerty. I always mess up on your last name. Is it
Finnerty?
Finnerty. Okay. I guess I did say it right. Anyways, and I'm so excited. You know, last year was always great. And you've been doing this for a couple of years at new location, though, right?
Mm-hmm. New location.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I'd love to give something away right now. I know this is just like food for the soul. That's really what it's all about. But Rolling Pin Donuts is located in Las Posas Road in Camarillo. And it's just, you know, yeah, how sometimes you just need that warm donut just to like make you feel better. Anyways, I'd love to give away a dozen donuts for somebody out there. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Welcome, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having us back.
Yeah, of course. So tell us a little bit about your foundation, what you guys do. I just had my own experience, so now I know how important it is for what you guys really do. So
absolutely. So we are a hospice foundation, and we help patients and families with end-of-life care. And that can look like caregiver help, bringing someone into the home. That can be respite care in a skilled nursing facility, grief counseling. Hugely important.
Grief
is a process.
Yeah, you get that anger. You're like, why? You know,
yes.
You just want that one more chance to, you know, to talk. We were kind of talking a little bit before. It's just, it's so unexpected, even though we all know it's coming, but we don't know when. And,
you know, I lost my father about 3 years ago, and I was thinking about you this morning as I was preparing in my own mind to come. And you know, I'm still grieving.
Really?
And
you never get over it, huh?
I don't.
Parents are the hardest. And
Yeah. So my heart's been with you. That's part of what we do at the foundation. We also have, we're able to cover medications not covered by insurance, which is huge these days because our healthcare system is changing so much.
Oh, yes.
Especially with end-of-life care and burial assistance as well, which I know from my years of working in nonprofit work in this community, that's one of the largest unmet needs is burial assistance.
So I have to tell you, you know, it's interesting because I've been putting everything together, and it's, you know, here you're in your most desperate time, and yet at the same time, they're not very, I don't know. It's hard to, you know, it's hard to, it's a business.
It is.
You know?
It is. And we always encourage folks, it's very difficult to have these conversations and prepare for your death. But we always encourage folks as much as possible to have those difficult conversations to kind of put your financial house in order.
Right.
And I don't mean just your money, but all of those details, the details about what they want their burial to look like.
Right.
I know that's something that we had the ability to do with my dad, but not everyone is comfortable with those conversations.
Yeah. You know, I was blessed because my mom did have that talk, and she had it all written down. She hadn't taken care of it, but she had it all taken care of to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, that was easy because I had to honor her wishes, and I was able to do something to give back. It felt like, okay, this is exactly what she wanted.
Yes.
And and so that's comforting in itself, you know.
Yes.
And not having that, you know, knowing if you're losing a family member or something, what do I do now? Mm-hmm. You know, and you're guessing. Mm-hmm. You're right. It's something that you definitely want to have that conversation with.
Yes, definitely. And there's so many things that often are going on at that time. And so it can be difficult because you can be caught up I was caught up in the advocating part for my dad and really trying to understand his diagnosis and get him the best care. And at the same time, you have to, if you can, think about these things and start putting those things in place. So when you're going through this time, you really are able to follow their wishes and feel like you're really honoring them.
Right, right. You know, it's interesting because did you have noticed that your dad was failing? Yeah.
Yes.
So when this happens, there's just so much overwhelming. I mean, your life is already overwhelming. And then all of a sudden this happens. You're like, okay, now what? And, you know, you have to take your siblings into consideration. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It is so, much.
Sure is nice to know that there are hospice foundations and people out there that do that kind of work, because mm-hmm. I think it takes some special people to help in those areas.
And, oh, yeah.
And everybody needs it.
Yeah. We have a team, and we always encourage folks, whether your family member or loved one was on our service or not is not important, but we have a team, and that's what we're there for. And we have chaplains and social workers and, of course, RNs and medical doctors. But we have a team of people that can come and surround you during that time and answer some of those difficult questions.
Really? And you talked about grieving. Tell us a little bit about, you know, is that something that I should do now that, you know, it's the second week, or how does that, what would you recommend?
Yeah, I would. I mean, everybody's grief process is different. That is definitely something I've learned. Mm-hmm. And so I have this saying that I always still 3 years later say, choose to feel, because today it hurts. And so I'm going to just choose to feel this today.
Mm, that helps me a lot right there.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
It is a process, and they say there are about 12 steps to grief. And so sometimes they're, in order, quote unquote, and sometimes they're not, and there's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong.
Somebody, suggested that, and I don't know if you've ever heard this before, to actually take a book and, you know, from your youngest picture with my mom is to, you know, put it in one side and then write about it and, mm-hmm. you know, and then almost do a timeline of how you felt each time through there so that mm-hmm. you can almost have something complete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you ever heard of that?
Yes. Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing you can look back on, especially when you have a particularly hard day.
Right.
Facebook now has that historical thing that comes up, and my dad is so well documented on my own Facebook page. And so I can look back on that and just like recount some of the most amazing, beautiful memories. And so a book would serve that same purpose.
Okay. So yeah, that's mm-hmm. it. Yeah. You know, I feel blessed because obviously it's never long enough, but I know that I brought my mom to so many things mm-hmm. and included her in so many of the great things that I did. And I'm so grateful that I did all that,
yeah.
that I chose to live life with her. And so yeah. anyways, well, I know we need to take a really quick break. What I want to do is, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Kentucky Derby. And I'm really excited to share this with all of our listeners. Of course, that's May 7th. And we're going to find out a little bit more about it and where we can get tickets and where we can share that with everybody. And again, if you are just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here on the 805. And our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And again, give us a call. We want to hear from you. I love all the calls that people called in last week and every week. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being here and showing up on our show. And I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show today, too, from 2 to 3. And we've got another great show. I'll tell you a little bit about that when we come back. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Help Susan G. Komen, Los Angeles County, eradicate breast cancer by racing for the cure. 25% of net funds raised fund research. The other 75% provides local funding for crucial breast health services for Los Angelinos in need. Register today at KomenLAcounty.org or call 310-575-3011.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for tuning in right now. We are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday morning, and then again from 2 to 3. And I want to let you know a little bit about our 2 to 3. It's really funny how all the right people show up. Who do you think is going to be on? Aaron Bodie and Heather Donnelly. They're going to be coming on. And, of course, they are from Assisted Home Health and Hospice. And then we've got Dr. Masley and Johnny Bowden. They are the authors of Smart Fat. Really, we're just we're talking with great people. I'm so excited. Jennifer Cooper Finnerty is on right now. It's like I talk to you all the time. I don't know. But anyways, we're going to be talking about the foundation, Kentucky Derby, and that's Access TLC Foundation. And I guess it's formerly Loving Heart Hospice, mm-hmm, right?
Correct.
So you guys really like lots of changes.
Mm-hmm,
why? How come that changed? Or?
You know, we are the foundation associated with Access TLC Healthcare, and folks were having trouble. We had a little of an identity crisis.
Got it.
And so we changed the name to closely match TLC Home Hospice.
Oh,
so,
very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. So tell everybody, we kind of briefly, you know, kind of told what you guys do and the foundation and what they do. I know this is one of your biggest, fundraisers, mm-hmm. and I'm excited of the new place that it's going to be. Mm-hmm. Tell everybody about that.
So we're going to be out in Lake Sherwood. It's at an Olympic equestrian horse training facility called El Campeon Farms. And it is truly, truly magnificent. The owners of this farm, I use that term very loosely, are so gracious in allowing us to have this event there. They really don't they don't really rent their location for, they do movie sets and Grey's Anatomy this week, I hear, is there.
Wow.
But so we're really, really thankful for that. And so they train Olympic equestrian horses there. They have over 100 on site. And it's huge and so well cared for. The horses, the property, everything.
It's beautiful out there to begin with. So,
yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So what are we going to expect? I know Elise was saying, is that on the real day? So, yes, mm-hmm. we watch it. It's they do a great job putting this together. So I totally recommend everybody being a part of this. And I'm excited because I know that you've been at several different events, but I think this one will be really good too.
Yeah.
I mean, it just keeps getting better. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we going to, obviously the mint gelée, right?
Right.
And then bourbon sour, mm-hmm. sweet iced tea. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we're talking. Okay.
Right. So. Right. Lots of Southern cuisine.
Yeah.
And, yes.
And then of course we've got the casino gaming. Mm-hmm. And so tell everybody about that day.
So this year it's a little bit different because we really want our guests to be able to get up and close and personal with these horses. And so we're so lucky. We're going to have a kind of a signature cocktail hour when they arrive. And then That's where we'll begin our hat contest. We have a hat contest that is hugely popular for men and women. And then we will go into a docent-led tour of these horses. And the docents are part of El Campeón Farm, so they're able to talk to you about the horses, what maybe which Olympics they've been in, those kinds of things. And then we will meander through those stalls, and then we'll go down to which is their hay barn, and that is where the Kentucky Derby will be this year. It's enormous. It holds three full-size diesels full of hay, and so they're emptying that out for us,
wow.
And we're going to have the Derby inside of there.
How fun. Okay, so now what all the donations go back to benefiting, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So it's just, it's a win-win.
It is.
It's a win-win. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. a win-win. And tickets are $75 per person, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then they need to get them soon.
Before April 25th. Mm-hmm. And they're live on our website. And so folks can go there, or they can contact me, and I'm sure you'll
information. Yeah, and we'll have that on our newsletter too. And so food, all that stuff is mm-hmm. going to be there?
Everything's included. So we have a great caterer from Ojai,
uh-huh.
And he's doing all Southern cuisine. And then we have Southern cocktails, the mint julep, suburban sours, a sweet tea vodka. We're going to have a popcorn bar this year. We have bourbon balls, which are homemade and out of this world. Nothing Bundt Cakes is donating all of our bunts for
Yum.
Our guests. We have a casino. We have a silent auction and a dessert auction, which is very fun.
Mm.
And then the race, of course, right? They call it the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, as it's literally that fast.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
But it's very exciting. We bring that in live from Churchill Downs
okay.
via satellite.
Okay.
And then folks can place their horse bets. We're not obviously gambling with real money. But then there are casino prizes, lots of great casino prizes around the horse betting and the casino table play.
And is there going to be an auction or any of that stuff this year?
You know, we are not sure if we're going to do a live auction this mm-hmm. year. We had to put in a little bit of room. We have something new this year. We're doing Excellence in Healthcare Awards. And so we're going to honor some of the healthcare professionals in the community who have done great things in the field of healthcare.
That's great. There's so many great people out there.
So many great people that deserve recognition. And our categories are pretty unique. We have obviously physician and nurse of the year, but caregiver of the year,
nice.
Dietitian of the year, social worker, chaplain, funeral home of the year, pharmacist. So a little bit different outside of the box than a normal healthcare awards ceremony. So we're allowing a little bit of time for that. And so we probably won't do a live auction this year, but we'll have everything that we would normally have in a silent auction, and we'll put those things there.
Hmm.
So
when you're announcing those, mm-hmm. or how do they nominate people, mm-hmm. or tell us a little bit about
the
that.
Form is on our website.
Okay.
And so they can click load. It's a pretty simple PDF form, and then they can scan that, email that to me, fax it, whatever they want. All the information's on there. And then there's a little bit of an incentive. So each time you nominate somebody, we're putting your name in a hat to win a free ticket to the event.
Oh.
So we're really trying to incentivize people nominating their favorite healthcare professionals.
Wow.
When do they have to get that form in?
The deadline is April 22nd.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, there's so many great things happening. Again, that's May 7th, and I'm so excited to be a part of this again. I love what you do, and I love what Access TLC Foundation does. I mean, it's interesting. You forget when you're in your own time that I could have reached out and said, I need help, you know? But I hope that all our listeners, if they're going mm-hmm. through anything right now, that they reach out to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pick
can
up the phone.
Can you give out your number or how we can get in touch with you?
Yes. Area code 805-222-4673. And then our website is accesstlcfoundation.org.
Okay, great. And again, how do they get tickets if they don't win them here?
They can go to our website that I just gave, and they okay. also can call, and we can take care of it by phone.
Okay.
How do you dress for an event like that?
Great question.
Very, we encourage very Southern, you know, derby dress.
Oh,
yeah.
So people are dressing the part.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Oh, how fun.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
Yes. You're all invited. Please always come.
Yeah, yeah. It's the polka dots. It's the, right? I mean, you know, she always looks really good. Yeah.
Julia Roberts with her polka dot dress.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. When we come back, we're going to talk with Mark Osmers, and we're going to be talking about the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, and that is March 12th, right? And we're going to be down at the Dodger Stadium. You want to come and walk with us? We've got a team going on there, and it's going to be so much fun. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. And our 2 o'clock show, we're going to be talking again with some great people. So I would love to share that with you. And also, I do want to, again, give out our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. Our next guest joining us is Mark Osmers, and he is going to be, he's on one of the board members for Susan G. Komen in LA County, and we're going to find out a little bit about that. I'm really excited. March 12th, we've got a Kim Pagano Show team, and it's a Race for Cure. Mark, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm terrific. I'm down here in Orange County, and glad that I could be on your show today.
I know. Thank you. So tell everybody, how long have you been involved with Susan G. Komen?
Well, the race itself, a lot longer than what my current capacity is. So I think I started, I think it was 2008. 2008 was the first race that I attended as part of our race team here at AutoNation. I have a real passion for this cause for a lot of reasons, personal reasons, from family history of people that have contracted cancer and survived and some who are no longer with us.
I'm sorry. I just lost my mom suddenly to a heart attack, and it was just the day before Valentine's Day, and I just, I'm telling you, you just never know, you know?
It is true, and you know, because of those things and wanting to give back more to the community, I talked with a few folks about joining the board last year, and here I am, so ready to help out with this coming event, which is just almost a little more than 2 weeks away.
I know. It's coming up right here. So tell us, your experience as a board member for Susan G. Komen. I mean,
my experience as a board member?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you the stuff that I've learned in a short period of time is how diverse the services that we provide in Los Angeles County and actually outside of Los Angeles County. We had our quarterly board meeting yesterday, and we were talking about, what we're going to be doing, expanding our services. The direction really is Northeast, Ventura County, Santa Barbara, and seeing what we can do out in those communities, in addition to, you know, the all the areas that we serve, to the people that we give grants to, at healthcare facilities, to direct needs. I mean, there's so many different extensions that Komen LA County has, with 75% of our funds raised to support local breast health services, with the remaining goes toward the national research to find a cure. And it was interesting, Mark Villon, who's the executive director at Komen, was talking yesterday, and I heard him in an interview saying, you know, that ultimately his ultimate goal would be to be put out of a job. I hope I'm still in my job next year. But
there you go.
But if
yeah.
he is, that would be wonderful. You know, it's a really rewarding organization to be part of when you hear some of the stories, and the stories are really almost the best part on how we help Angelenos around the LA Basin.
I love it. So let me ask you a question. I know a lot of my listeners have been emailing me and stuff. Do you have to be an experienced runner to get involved?
That answer is definitively no. I'm not even a runner. I'm actually a cyclist.
Okay.
But that's the cool thing about it. The idea is just to come out and support the effort. We have people that are very serious runners, and for the serious runners, you can actually get telemetry and get an actual official time. There's a 5K, there's a 10K. There are people whizzing by me that I see have real intent to beat their record time. And I would say the majority of the folks are out there to support, get some exercise, and walk around the course, which is what I do. I typically leave as early as I can, and to avoid some of the traffic, and I bring one, two, or sometimes all three of my daughters with me, and kind of make it a family outing.
I love it. Okay, so talk to us about that day. Okay, I know that they said park at 6 o'clock in the morning, correct? Obviously you answered that men will be there, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It does start very early, and if you're not a morning person, it's a good morning to be a morning person.
Okay.
To get out there.
I love it.
You know, because there's literally 10 to 12,000 people that go out to this event, and there's a lot of stuff to do before the race. There's a lot of bonding with fellow teammates, survivors, people in the Komen organization. There's, of course, the sponsors that bring out displays and have people to answer questions. It's more than just a race, even though it is a race. It's almost like going to a market. There's so much going on.
I love it. And so, okay, so the race, when does the race site open?
I believe, I didn't know you were going to ask me that.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm looking at all my notes here, and I think it is 6.
Okay.
I would have to go back and...
Well, I thought that they said, because I talked to somebody last week, I think she said that parking is 6, registration is 7.
Are you talking about the actual running part?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's... Yeah, that's later in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think
okay.
It's a couple hours later than that.
Okay, perfect. So, and so let's see, to be involved in this, you know, if they don't win it on my show, how can people be involved in this even if they do not attend?
You know what? If you go to KomenLACounty.org, you can donate to the cause.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
You know, we have a very aggressive goal this year, but think about where the money goes.
Yeah.
It's just hearing the stories of some of these people going, and they, you know, women, even women in their 20s and women in their mid-30s that is much younger than the age that we typically think about people having to go in for screenings and stuff, and calling some of the health services places and saying, you know what, I felt something. I think I might have a problem. I don't know if I have a problem, but my insurance deductible is so high, I don't think I can afford to do anything.
God, yeah.
We have great answers for them and say, well, here's what we can do to help.
Wow. Mark, so, I have Elise here that works with me. And are you okay to share?
Yeah, I'm a cancer survivor, breast cancer survivor. I'm 10 years without having any sign of cancer, which is a big deal for me because my mother died of breast cancer when I was 16. So, I have a genetic mutation. And so lots of members of my family also have the same mutated gene and either are potentially at risk or going through prophylactic treatments so that they don't get cancer. And, I was just curious, what can people do if they're not in the race, but they want to go down? How do you get involved if you're not a race member?
For fun or to volunteer or?
Just to be at the side and watch and be a part of it,
right,
but not to, walk, right?
Right, just to be a supporter.
It doesn't cost anything just to show up.
Okay.
I think, like Kim said, the parking lot opens at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to answer your question and look up the website at the same time, and here's what I found out. So the opening ceremonies are at 8. The official race for the 10K begins at 8:30, and the 5K and the walk begin at 9 a.m.
Oh, great.
So,
okay.
But there's so much going on. I don't end up leaving the place typically until mid-afternoon.
Oh, my gosh.
Because there's so many other things going on and meeting new friends and talking with people that are in similar, have had similar experiences.
That's what it's all about, sharing great stories, you know.
Mark,
we are at the end of our show. I thank you so much. I can't wait till March 12th to hopefully get to meet you and all these amazing people and really just be a part of this Race for Cure. And I thank you so much. All of our details are on our newsletter, are going to be on Facebook. Please, all my listeners out there, be a part of this. Do your part. If we all do it together, that's what this is all about. Mark?
Thank you for having me on. It was my pleasure.
You got it. Thank you so much. All right. We are at the end of this hour. And, of course, we'll be on again from 2 to 3. And we were here from 6 to 8. So if you didn't catch our early show, you can always go to our podcast. That is iTunes/Kim Pagano Show. Call up. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And also, all the people that I have on my show, believe me, I handpick these people that I'm working with. Take that opportunity to work with them. They're really great people. I'm going to end this show with a moment of happiness. There is only one way to happiness, and that is to cease worrying about things which are beyond the power of our will. With that, Elise, Tom, and all of our listeners out there, you have a really great rest of the weekend, and I look forward to talking to you later this afternoon.